special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're listening back to some of our favorite discussions with some of our youngest listeners. Kids do have a way of making you take a new look at words and phrases you've taken for granted your whole life.
Martha, do you remember that call we had from John, the fifth grader, who was curious about...
Oh my gosh, John. Oh gosh, how could I forget?
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Hi, John. We're glad to talk with you. What's going on?
Well, first, I'm honored to talk to the Duchess of Dictionaries and the Sultan of Slang.
The what of slang?
The Sultan of Slang and the Duchess of Dictionaries.
Well, I'm happy to talk with the Wizard of Words on the line. What'd you call us for, Wizard?
I was watching TV and, well, they described a character as a loose cannon. I know it has something to do with a real smart trap, i.e. someone who's a little bit of a smart aleck, but that's all I can think of.
Oh, wow. Okay, so somebody was described as a loose cannon. And
yeah, they were a little bit of a hothead, always making sarcastic remarks. Uh-huh. So that gave me a clue.
Yeah, what were you watching? What was happening on the show?
Well, an announcer was, like, describing a character, and this wasn't a live-action show. It was, like, an anime, and, well, they were just describing a classic announcer character, as they call them. Was like describing being a character as they were stepping onto the stage.
Oh, I see. Okay. Gotcha.
Well, you know, if we tell you a little bit about the history of this expression, it might make more sense to you. Would you like to hear that?
Sure. That would be very handy.
Well, think back to those old wooden ships hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the ones with the tall sails.
Like, they might need to have cannons in case, like, pirates try to invade their ship. They can knock them out before the pirates get there.
Yes, sir. Some of those ships had cannons on board to fire at other ships or enemies. And in those days, John, the cannons were mounted on wheels so they could be moved back and forth on the deck while you were shooting them and then loading them and shooting them and loading them. And usually those
So it's like constantly, so those cannons were constantly firing off, and I think that was used as like a metaphor for like a constantly firing off mouth. Because it was, you know, constantly firing everything out. You know, sarcastic words, constantly firing out, like all those cannons on that ship.
Well, you're right that it's a metaphor, but, you know, usually when they weren't using the cannons, those cannons were securely fastened to the ship. But imagine if they came loose, if say, the ship got into a bad storm at sea and, you know, just riding the seas like a roller coaster. You don't want that cannon to become loose, because if it does, you can imagine what would happen, right?
Kaboom, 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 you sunk.
Pretty much. Even if the cannons aren't loaded, they could go rolling along and hurt somebody or slam into another part of the ship and damage it. And so you're absolutely right, John. It's a metaphor for somebody who's unpredictable or uncontrollable, just like a cannon rolling around on one of those ships when it's not supposed to.
You never know if it's going to accidentally fire, what it's going to crash into next, and who is going to get bumped into and knocked.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you.
And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and tonight we have a program that deserves to be listened with utmost reverence. We are going to get to know a just-released album by André Memari, a pianist, composer, arranger, producer, multi-instrumentalist, one of the greatest talents that Brazil has to offer. This new CD is called Noturno 2021. It was recorded in many nightly hours between June and August 2021. And it was completely conceived and recorded in André's own studio, Studio Monteverdi, located in a town not far from São Paulo. The CD reflects our times of pandemics and social isolation. This is probably one of the most introspective and intimate albums of all that André released. And there are many. In the 40-some years of his life, André recorded more than 40 CDs of his own, not to mention uncountable collaborations with many, many other artists. André Memari himself tells us a little bit about the CD and the music he chose.
Hi, my name is André Memari. I'm a Brazilian pianist and composer, and I just released my new piano solo album called Noturno 2021. And I think this is one of my most personal albums. I recorded 45 albums to the date. And this one is very special for me. It means a lot, my recent thoughts about the pandemic times and all. And the repertoire is ranging from the French Baroque of 17th century Louis Couperin to my own improvisations, and also the music of composers like Hermeto Pascoal, Johannes Brahms, Henri Purcell, and Johann Sebastian Bach. So yeah, it's a very wide range of music, but at the end, everything comes together with the music and message that I want to transmit to my listeners. I also recorded some of my compositions, like Uma Valsa in Forma de Árvore, A Waltz in Form of a Tree, Lullaby Zuzu, and O Tema Que Não Entrou no Filme. Also, Rio Antigo are new compositions from 2021 that I recorded recently. Thank you.
We just heard o tema que não entrou no filme, Rio Antigo, uma valsa em forma de árvore and Lullaby Zuzu, all by the Brazilian musician André Memari. Memari was already twice in Pittsburgh. He had a concert once at the Chatham University and a second time at the Andy Warhol Museum. While he was here, he also recorded a CD with acting principal violist of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Tatiana Mead-Chamis, who also happens to be my wife. This CD will be released and available soon. For now, let's go back to André Memari talking about his latest CD, Noturno 2021.
Also from the 17th century, we have Claudio Monteverdi and Tarquinio Merola. And I played L'Incoronazione di Pompeo by Monteverdi, a little song that I love very much. And Folle ben che si crede, that's a canzonetta, also a little madrigal by Tarquinio Merola. That's very romantic. And I did some kind of bridge between that time and our contemporary piano style. Thank you.
This was André Memari and his own take of an excerpt from L'Inconorazione di Popea, an opera by Claudio Monteverdi. After that, Folle e Ben by Tarquino Merula. In case you're just joining us tonight, we're listening to the CD Noturno 2021 by the Brazilian pianist André Memari. Those who heard him live in concert know that he is an extraordinary improviser. Here is André himself talking about that.
My own improvisations, I named them Espresso Noturnos, Nocturnal Express, and I had in my mind the image of a passing train through the night. And this is a very powerful image for me, because improvisation is the art of being present at the present moment. You know, cannot plan a lot. You just keep going and keep, you know, trusting your ears and your heart and your instincts. Thank you.
You just heard two improvisations on the piano by André Memari. They are from his latest album called Notturno 2021, a reflection on our time of pandemics. In the CD, André includes two dances from Johann Sebastian Bach's cello suites. Not surprisingly, to fit the character of the CD, the dances chosen are the Saraband, the slowest and most intimate numbers of each one of the six suites.
I also played two pieces by the French master of the harpsichord, Louis Couperin, from the 17th century. This music is, of course, not meant for the piano, but I did my own versions, and I think they tell a lot about my mood, recent times, and they are some of my favorite pieces on this album.
Thank you.
Pavane in F sharp minor by Louis Couperin. This has been the City Notturno 2021 by André Memari. It is available in all platforms. You can also get it with extra informational material and bonus tracks on andrememari.com.br. Most of the music we heard so far is from centuries ago. Let us finish this program with a piece by the great Hermeto Pascoal. Thank you for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and this CD has a lot more music. Therefore, we're going to continue next week with additional tracks from Notturno 2021. For now, stay with the words of André Memari himself about what we're listening next.
From the Brazilian wizard Hermeto Pascoal, I recorded a very, very powerful composition called O Farol que nos Guia, and as the lighthouse that guides us. And in such darker times, I think I don't have to say much more. It's a very rich harmonically piece that I heard when I was 14 or 15 years old, and I was playing along with the record and trying to learn the rich harmonies and beautiful melodic line from O Farol que nos Guia. Thank you.
close enough to kiss. I've been around for a little while, never found anything like this. You take me high as an aeroplane, with a smile shining bright like the sun. Since you came buzzing around my way, I could tell that you were the one. Honeybee, why are you so sweet to me? I like the way that we intersect in our own little paradise. I like the way that you read my head, and I don't have to tell you twice. Love is the way that you make me feel, and it's just what I need the most. What could be better than you and me? Who knew heaven was so close? Honey, me, I love the way you honey me. Nothing is as sweet as the honey from love.